Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh, hello. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, April the 1st. 2024. That's right. It is April Fool's Day. Lots of silliness going on, emails and such. But the not so silly stuff was that XZ lib exploit, or I guess backdoor, that was kind of all the rage Friday. So thankfully, that's all that's all patched up and behind us. So now it's time to get into news and kind of move along. Get all that stuff planned up. Sad news, just a kind of passing. Not really super sad, just kind of a bummer. Forecast update for the total solar eclipse. It's supposed to kind of clip right, you know, parts of Austin will be, be pretty eclipsy. But unfortunately, forecasts are now showing for next week that most of Texas should have 90% or something cloud cover. So not going to get to see all of that. So anyway, that's going on. I dropped my car off to get the air conditioner worked on. So fingers crossed, because next, they said they could get it done within, they need 1 to 2 days to get it done. So tomorrow I'll take the bus to work. And then after that, hopefully on Wednesday, it'll all be fixed up and I'll be able to just come into work late or something. But we'll see. If you're hanging out and you want to talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And once you're there, you'll want to go ahead and launch Commode Chat or COM. All you need to do is just SSH over and then type COM. That's Charlie, Oscar, Mike, and then press Enter. I'm getting my welcome, either my welcome or my something. My MOTD is different on everyone. I just joined on, I connected to SDF earlier, and I got the unattended service, unclassified system, Multics, MR12.3B, SDF, channel, STS dot, STY dot S underscore telnet underscore TTY 71. And then gives a load count and stuff. But that's not in my ZSHRC or in my bash RC or dot profile. So I'm thinking that's part of some update. Anyway, connecting on into, all you do is connect to comp, then launch, just press G for go to, then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and boom, you'll land in the Anon Radio room, hanging out with cool people like Jeff. Like Jeff and X1 and Ratsu, and who else is here? Quentin's in the house, along with Stug and WX Boss. Oh, Ionic 8827. I think you were here during Tobe Show last. Welcome, welcome. Yeah. So welcome, welcome, one and all. Let's see what's going on in Con. It seems to me that the lagginess issues that were in full force yesterday have either gone away or the script kiddies who instigated it have been brought to punishment. One of the things that I've noticed for a lot of fun is that COM Com is extra sensitive to slowdowns on NFS mounts. So whether or not, I'm not sure what that means for us, but yeah, if you're thrashing the drive or thrashing the network, somehow it happens. Let's see. Quentin pointing out his stupid workplace has no public April Fool's Day joke policy. Yeah, mine too. And good. I got the same MOTD when I signed in today too. All right. Cool. All right. Well, it's Monday, so let's get into it. There's lots of death and destruction to talk about. So let's get going here. First, in Mexico, which is where Mexico is, a vigilante mob in Mexico's tourist city, in a tourist city in Mexico, brutally beat a woman accused of kidnapping a girl. Police watched on as the woman was drug out of her car and beaten on the street. A mob in the Mexican tourist city of Taxco? Let's see. Taxco. Let's see if it has a how to say it in Wikipedia. Here we go. It's Tango Alpha X-Ray Charlie Oscar. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Oh, no. Here. Let's see if it'll play it.
Taxco.
Oh, there we go. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the speaker close enough to the microphone. There we go. Taxco. Taxco de Alarcón, usually referred to as simply as Taxco, is a small city and administrative city, a center of the municipality in the state of Guerrero. Taxco is located in the north-central part of the state, 36 kilometers from the city of Iguala, 135 kilometers from the state capital of Chilpancingo, and 170 kilometers southwest of Mexico City. Yeah, I'm having trouble picturing where it is. Their Wikipedia page it has a picture of where they are in Mexico. Oh, here we go. Boom. Copy link. Paste that in. All right, cool, I can paste that into Com. Bam. That's just Mexico. That's not helpful. I don't want a map just of Mexico. Open copy link. Let's see if this is... Nope, it's a blank map. Oh, well. Anyway, you can check it out in Wikipedia later if you are so inclined. But check it out. It's T-A-X-C-O. So, what happened? Well, somebody got beat. A mob in the Mexican tourist city of Taxco has brutally beat a woman they suspected of kidnapping and killing a young girl just hours before the city's famous Holy Week procession. On the eve of Good Friday, men walk through the colonial streets wearing hoods, whipping themselves, or carrying heavy bundles of thorns in penitence. That and other Holy Week processions date back centuries in the old silver mining town. The mob formed after an 8-year-old girl disappeared on Wednesday. Her body was found on a road on the outskirts of the city early Thursday. Security footage showed a woman and a man loading a bundle, which may have been the girl's body, into a taxi. The mob surrounded the woman's house on Thursday, threatening to drag her out. Police bundled the woman into the bed of a police pickup truck, but then stood by, intimidated by the crowd, as members of the mob dragged her back into the street and stomped, kicked, and pummeled her until she lay partially stripped and motionless on the street. Police then picked her up and took her away. The pavement was stained with blood. "This is the result of the bad government we have," said a member of the mob, who gave her name as Andrea, but refused to give her last name. "This isn't the first time this kind of thing has happened," she said, referring to the murder of the girl. "But this is the first time the people have done something. We're fed up." This time it was an 8-year-old girl. The prosecutor's office in the state of Guerrero did not respond for comment on the case. The mayor of the city said he shared residents' outrage over the killing. Figueroa said a total of 3 suspects, the woman and 2 men, had been rescued by police. Video from the scene suggested they'd also been beaten, though. Associated Press witnessed only the beating of the woman. In a statement issued soon after the event, Figueroa complained he did not get any help from the state government for his small, outnumbered municipal police force. "Unfortunately, up to now, we've not received any help or answers." Mob attacks in rural Mexico are shockingly common. In 2018, 2 men were torched by an angry mob in the central state of Puebla, and the next day, a man and woman were dragged from their vehicle, beaten, and set afire in the neighboring state of Hidalgo. But Taxco and other cities in Guerrero State have been particularly prone to violence. So anyway, I thought that was a pretty amazing story there. bit of mob justice. And still in Mexico, 8 dead migrants were found on the beach. The bodies of 8 Chinese nationals have been found on a beach in the Mexican city of Oaxaca after their boat capsized. The bodies were found on Friday along a route used by illegal migrants searching or trying to reach the United States. The 7 women and a man were on board a boat operated by a Mexican that set off from Chiapas State on the border with Guatemala on Thursday. One other person survived. It wasn't clear what happened to the boat's driver. Prosecutor's office in Oaxaca said the bodies were found near a beach in the town of Playa Vicente. It said it was investigating the cause of the accident and working with the Chinese embassy in Mexico to identify the victims. The number of migrants attempting to enter the U.S. from Mexico has been increasing in recent years. More than 6.3 million migrants have entered the U.S. since 2021, or have crossed without, they say crossed illegally, but I'm not sure. It's like, yeah, they've migrated without proper paperwork. The number began to rise in 2018, largely driven by Central American Americans fleeing a series of complex crises, including gang violence, poverty, political repression, and natural disasters. I'll just tell you this, a lot of this political upheaval is thanks to the United States. Well, it was Easter this past weekend, and on Sunday was Easter Sunday, which is usually a very special holy day for the Christian community. But a man has been killed and 5 wounded in an Easter shooting in Nashville. A man named Alan Beecham, age 33, was killed after an argument with a suspect who fled the scene. One man was killed and 5 other wounded during a shooting inside a restaurant in Nashville. The shooting, at around 3 p.m. in the Salem Town neighborhood, began within minutes of the male suspect's arrival at the restaurant with a woman. The suspect and the man who died got into an argument that significantly escalated with the moment. Police later identified the man who was killed. The conditions of the victims was not immediately released. Police identified a 46-year-old man named Anton Rucker as the suspect in Beecham's slaying. They identified him in the car he allegedly used to flee the scene with images from a security video provided by the restaurant. As the search continued on Sunday for Rucker, police posted photos of the shooting scene on social media, including an image of a man pointing a handgun. Man, I sure hope that... I always wonder, when there's a shooting like this, I'm pretty sure that the restaurant doesn't charge... Like, if you were in the middle of your meal and there was a shooting, do they still charge everybody? What about the waiters and waitresses? Do they get any tips? What if you get killed at a restaurant? Do they run your card before they take your body away? I don't know. Just something I'm curious about. Something we got to think about, in at least here in good old U.S. of A. And, so I want to mention here, it's 1914 UTC, so I just want to take a second to let you know that in just 15 minutes, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio, powered by SDF. So stick around for that. You can always press the equal sign in com, or go to anonradio.net to see what's coming up on the radio. Of course, Harry Larry's Mix Remix, because it's Monday, is coming up at 20 hours, and then Organized Chaos at 2200. Followed by Stoke Sauce Radio Show at midnight. Free Flow has a show at 0100 called We Are Free Flow from Nozomi and Masawo. And then we've got Audio Theater, which I sometimes listen to if I can't sleep. So it's always a good time. Just check out anonradio.net. And of course, tomorrow being Tuesday, Hear Now the Words happens at 1500 hours. Just as a heads up. It's one of those things, if I don't think about it now, I forget until it's too late tomorrow. So, just let you know that's going on there. Let's see what else is happening in com. Ursula K. Le Guin coined the word Ansible in her 1966 novel, Rokanan's World. Oh, that's neat. Let's see what else is going on. It's in the place with the orange sky whenever it appears in a media. Mexico. This thing on. Hey, Quentin. Yep. Bing, bing, bing. And welcome, Rad Sammy. Rad Sammy T. Welcome, welcome. They defo run your card. welcome. All right, what else is going on? Free flow sounds great if you speak Japanese. Or grok Japanese. Ah, yes. Cool. Well, welcome. I hope you stick around and enjoy the Anon Radio. All right, so we've got more news here for you. Less death, still some destruction, kind of some interesting news. First, left-wing parties in Spain are demanding explanations after a video appeared to show a pair of police officers using violent force on two unarmed black men in central Madrid. The video shot on Friday in Lavapiés appears to show one of the men on the ground and immobilized by a police officer who seemingly had him in a chokehold. A second police officer appears to then strike the immobilized man twice with a baton before grabbing and punching another man standing nearby. As video of the encounter swiftly spread across social media, police source told the Europa Press news agency that the two men had been arrested for undermining authority. The source described the men as being hostile towards the officer and said one of the officers had been injured. One of those arrested was later found to have drugs on him, according to the source there. So people are mad about that going on. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, you may know we've talked about large arrests. Hey, Luchis, welcome, welcome. So you remember the Nigerian schoolgirls that were kidnapped? Well, some of them have been returned, but some apparently are now married to their captors. 10 years after Boko Haram gunmen abducted his daughter from her school in the Nigerian town of Chibok, Yama Bulum feels as if he's lost her once again. His daughter, Jinkai Yama, was one of the 276 girls kidnapped from the secondary school in the early hours of April 14, 2014. 57 of them escaped shortly after. Then between 2016 and 2018, an additional 108 were either rescued by the military or released through negotiation. 91 others remain missing, but Miss Yama is one of the 20 Chibok girls rescued over the last 2 years from hideouts in the Sambisa Forest in northeastern Borno State. But her father has been outraged to discover that, like some of other recently freed women, she's decided to remain married to one of the fighters. These couples now reside in the city of Maiduguri, Borno's capital, 125 kilometers north of the remote town of Chibok, in a housing organized by the state's governor. He found out when his daughter called him to tell him up last August and handed over the phone, asking him to talk to her husband, the former insurgent. So, I don't know, I just think that's kind of a wild thing that you would get kidnapped, and then it's like, you're not so bad. It's kind of strange. Hey, Luchis, I see the emoji, I see small subset of emojis. It also depends, like, if you're using TMUX or not. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I don't ever see the wide characters. Like, if you do Big E in COM, you can do Big, Wide, or Reflection. But usually for me, I just see it twice. I don't get to see this stuff. Threeg in the house, everybody. Dun-dun-dun. All right. Anyway, let's keep on going. In Turkey, we had some election stuff going on that I thought was neat. Turkey's main opposition party has claimed big election victories in the main cities of Istanbul and Ankara. The results are a significant blow to Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who had been hoping to regain control of the cities less than a year after he claimed a third term as president. He led the campaign to win in Istanbul, where he grew up and became mayor. But Ekrem İmamoğlu, who first won the city in 2019, scored a victory for the secular opposition CHP. That's Charlie Hotel Papa. Ratsu X1 and Rad Sammy T in the house. Setting locale to EnglishUS.UTF-8. Let's get this server fault question. I'll pull that up for later. Alright, let's keep on moving. We got so much news, not ever enough time. Imran Khan, if you didn't know, Imran Khan and his wife were each handed a 14-year sentence in January. Court in Pakistan has suspended the former prime minister's jail sentence in a case related to the illegal selling of state gifts. Khan and his wife, Bushra Bibi, were each handed 14-year sentences in the case on January 31st, just a week ahead of February 8th elections. So, and then his party says that they were rigged. There's a lot of trouble going on in Pakistan, and Imran Khan being tangled up and jailed ahead of time definitely cast a lot of shadows and trouble in the election process. The Islamabad High Court on Monday said the couple's sentence will remain suspended until a decision is taken on the case after the Eid holidays, which begin in 10 days. That's right. Ramadan Mubarak, everybody. It's almost over. Eid's coming. Let's see what Ionic8827 has to say. I love both the jazz and classical genres of music, as they are very calming, as a matter of fact. I know I listen to the local classic music station in my area, Classical King FM 98.1. If I feel like catching up with the local international news, I flip over to 64.6 KUOW, which is the local Seattle NPR station. 64, usually most domestic commercial radio stations go to like 88 to 108. So 64, pretty cool, pretty interesting. Anyway, let's keep on rolling. I'll be in Seattle in November. Con71 is accused of not disclosing assets based on the sale of state gifts worth more than 140 million rupees, which is 504,000 US dollars. Let's see. We'll skip some of these. Singapore Airlines is resuming flights to Chengdu, Chongqing, and Xiamen starting on April 22nd. This is good news. There'll be 5 flights a week to each of the Chinese cities till April 28th, and then it'll be increased daily for all 3 routes thereafter. However, the resumption of flights to the cities is temporary. A check of the airline website shows that the return flights between Singapore and Xiamen as well as Singapore and Chengdu are available only until May 31st. For those between Singapore and Chongqing, they are available only until October 26th. The announcement came after it was reported in March that flights to Chengdu and Chongqing were suspended for March 31st due to regulatory reasons. The Singapore Airlines spokesperson said flights to the 3 cities will be suspended till April 21st. Prior to this, they operated daily services to Chengdu and Xiamen and 3 services a week to Chongqing. And they don't say why, though, so maybe some kind of regulatory thing or paperwork. And Japan, this is big news if you're a traveler and you're going to Japan anytime soon. Did you see they're taking down the Gundam statue at the end of March? I'm kind of bummed about it. Anyway, Japan has lifted a partial ban to give green light to ride-hailing services in Tokyo and Kyoto. From April 1st, the Japanese authorities will lift a partial ban on ride-hailing services and allow private hire cars to operate in 4 places, including Tokyo, Kyoto, as parts of efforts to plug a shortage of taxi drivers in the country. Japanese newspaper Mainichi Shimbun on April 1st reported that the ride-hailing apps will be made available in parts of Sapporo, Osaka, Sendai, Saitama, Kobe, Hiroshima, and Fukuoka as early as May. Japan has long banned services that allow private for-hire drivers to serve as unofficial cabbies. However, calls have grown recently from members of the ruling party, and the former Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to expand the ride-hailing market because of a shortage of taxis. Yeah, Quentin, they're taking down the life-size Gundam. Let me see. I'll find that story. I was just kind of mentioning it because I saw it as a passing by. Let's see. Here we go. This is from English.KyotoNews.com. I don't normally go there. Fans bid goodbye on Sunday to a life-size moving Gundam model based on the robot featured in the science fiction anime series as the exhibition in Yokohama near Tokyo ends its run after an extended display. The 18-meter-tall robot with moving limbs has fascinated fans from around the world by stepping out of its dock and making various poses since this started in December 2020. The spectacle began as part of a project to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the first showing of the television series in 1979. The exhibition featured the model, which has 36 movable parts, and it was extended twice beyond the initial closing date of March 2022 due to fans' requests. A married couple in their 40s from Tokyo said they found it a pity they would no longer be able to see the model, and they hoped the giant robot would be preserved somewhere. Yoshiyuki Tomino, chief director of the anime series Mobile Suit Gundam, thanks fans at the closing event held in the evening. And there's a nice little drone photo. Let me see if I can get this picture. Control U, capital L, there we go, RIP Gundam, alright, here we go. If you go to sdf.org/l/1q1, that's sdf.org/lima/1quebec1, all lowercase, all together, that's posted in com. sdf.org/l/1q1. If you go there, HTTPS, of course, if you go there, you'll see the image that I was looking at. I had a nice little drone goodbye thing. But yeah, pretty cool, and a bummer that it's gone. Ethiopia is repatriating 70,000 nationals from Saudi Arabia. That's right, they're bringing 70,000 people back home. Ethiopia currently hosts about 917,000 refugees from neighboring countries like Yemen, but they said that they're going to target Ethiopians who are in a difficult situation. During the announcement last week, the minister didn't specify whether the returnees have been living in Saudi Arabia legally or not. Data from the Ethiopia Refugees and Returnee Service also estimates that 4 million Ethiopians have been displaced due to the nation's own conflicts and environmental hardships. Of course, Refugee and Returnee Services is abbreviated RSS instead of RRS. I don't know why, but I thought it was funny. Tobe pointing out, there's always Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty. Meow meow. What else is going on? Oh, let's talk about nuclear power real quick. We've got 3 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. Fun show there's every goddamn day right here on and on radio. As we said, Tobe is a synth man. He's also a ball joint guy, ball joint baby doll guy, a Mahdi whisperer, a friend of the dudes, and an anime aficionado. Let's see. WX Boss has a Hello Kitty whoopee cushion. Poison Portal. So this is a bit of, I kind of feel like this might be an anti-atom, anti-nuclear power piece, but hey, it's a bit of news. Australia could become a, quote, poison portal for international radioactive waste under the AUKUS deal, a parliamentary inquiry into nuclear safety legislation has heard. New laws to establish a safe framework for Australia's planned nuclear-powered submarines could allow the US and UK to send waste there, while both of the countries are struggling to deal with their own waste, as no long-term, high-level waste facilities have been created. The government introduced the Australian Naval Nuclear Power Safety Bill in November last year. If passed, it will establish a nuclear safety watchdog, allowing for naval nuclear propulsion facilities to be created, included for storing or disposal of radioactive waste from AUKUS submarines. A second bill to enable the regulator to issue licenses was introduced at the same time. So anyway, if you may remember, this is what got the France and the U.S. kind of at ends, because the U.S. said, oh, well, we'll sell you nuclear submarines, and France was selling them regular submarines. Anyway, stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe coming up in just 30 seconds from now. I've been Marcus. This is news to me. We'll have more for you tomorrow, and of course, just always check out what's going on. There's so much stuff going on. All right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe and Pippa the cat. Pippa. I ended too early. 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4.
6, 5, 4, 3.